السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، so today it gives me great pleasure to be the one who has been honored with the first lecture here with our brothers from India under the presentation of Deenul Sahih, referring to the sound and correct religion. Today being the 25th of July in the year 2020, which coincides with the 5th of Dhul Hijjah, as I recall, the 5th of Dhul Hijjah in the year 1441, after the Hijrah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the purpose of these durus, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, is to bring da'wah of hadith and sunnah, of the Quran and the Sunnah and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to bring that to our brothers and sisters, young and old, in India and the surrounding regions and the surrounding lands. And I'll begin today, as the title suggests, just a general lecture regarding Islam, that it is the true religion. And of course, no two Muslims who truly believe in Allah and the last day, and they hope for the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that they know that Islam is the true religion. It is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for mankind. It is the religion without which, if a person does not have it, then it will not be accepted from him. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that whomsoever desires a religion other than Islam, then it will never be accepted from him, and he will be in the hereafter from the losers. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, that indeed the religion, meaning the religion in truth with Allah, it is Islam. This is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the straight path of Allah. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلْ فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. So Allah said, this is my straight path, so follow it, meaning this Islam, this religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. This is my straight path, Allah said, so follow it and do not follow the other paths, for they will divide you away from Allah's straight path. Mujahid rahimahullahu ta'ala, from the tabi'een, he said that subul, the term subul here in the ayah, meaning this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow the subul, do not follow the other paths, for they will split you away from the straight path of Allah. He said the term subul here refers to bid'ah, to innovations, and shubuhat, and doubts. Likewise, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith that has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih, where he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah illa man aba. All of my ummah will enter into Jannah, except for the one who refuses. They said, Ya Rasulullah, wa man ya'ba, O Messenger of Allah, who would refuse? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah, wa man asani faqad aba. Whomsoever obeys me will enter into Jannah, and whomsoever disobeys me, then he has refused. So this is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with: obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all of the ummah will enter into Jannah if they were to obey Allah and obey Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that I've left behind me two things. Were you to hold on to them, you will never go astray. Kitab Allahi wa sunnati, the book of Allah and my sunnah. So this is the deen of al-Islam. This is the religion that Allah has commanded with. And this is what Allah has mentioned: Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. This is the religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with for the believers, for mankind as a whole. And Allah will not accept any other religion besides that. Barakallahu feekum. This religion of al-Islam that is established first and foremost upon the shahada, upon the testimony of faith, the aqeedah. So this religion that calls us to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who sent the most virtuous and the most excellent of messengers, and sent down the most excellent of revealed books. And He made us, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best ummah raised forth for mankind. Just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ, that you are the best nation raised forth for mankind. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ, that you enjoin the good and you forbid the evil and you believe in Allah. So Allah raised this ummah as the best ummah for mankind. They enjoin the good, they forbid the evil, and they believe in Allah. They have iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the aqeedah, in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, in the tawheed of Allah, and whatever else is associated with that, from the pillars of iman and from the branches. And He commanded us subhanahu wa ta'ala to unite together upon this deen, upon the truth, upon guidance. And He forbade us from splitting and dividing, and from following desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah bounties and blessings that cannot be enumerated. And Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this ummah upon the mahajjatul bayda, upon a clear white plain, upon clear proof. Its night is like its day. There is no darkness. There is no... Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not leave us upon confusion, wandering about in darkness. Rather, He said, قَدْ تَرَكْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْبَيْدَاءِ, that indeed I have left you upon clear proof, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what He said. So there is not a goodness except that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he directed us to it. And there is not an evil except that he warned us and he cautioned the ummah from it. So this is our deen, the deen of al-Islam. So we have been commanded to be worshippers of Allah and to have taqwa of Allah and to be brotherly one to another. And Allah has commanded this ummah to be united and to be united upon the haqq, to be united upon the truth. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا وَاذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قَلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا وَكُنْتُمْ عَلَى شَفَا حُفْرَةٍ مِنَ النَّارِ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ مِنْهَا كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. And hold fast to the rope of Allah, all of you together, and do not be divided, and recall the bounty of Allah upon you when you were enemies one to another. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قَلُوبِكُمْ, and Allah brought your hearts together, and by the grace of Allah and His bounty you became brothers one to another, and you were upon the edge of the pit of the hellfire and Allah saved you from that. Such Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes clear for you His ayat, His verses and His signs, that perhaps you will be guided. So this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the rope of Allah, Hablullah. That is the deen of Allah, and that is the kitab and the sunnah. And as Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, it is the aqeedah, it is tawheed, it is the religion, it is obedience, it is the jama'ah, it is the sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is ikhlas. This is the deen of Allah. This is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to hold on to the rope of Allah and to love each other for the sake of Allah and to aid each other upon the truth and to be merciful with one another and to enjoin the good and to forbid the evil. And indeed, this brotherhood in Islam is greater and stronger than the brotherhood of blood relations, because this bond of al-Islam and this coming together for the deen of Allah, just as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the one who loves for Allah, hates for Allah, gives for Allah, withholds for Allah, has indeed perfected Iman. And this is all established upon the aqeedah that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That which is mentioned and that which is emphasized in the book of Allah and commanded in the book of Allah. Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalakakum وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. O mankind, worship your guardian Lord, the one who created you and created those who came before you, so that you may attain piety. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to worship Him because He is the one who created us. And He is the one who gave us life. And He is the one who will give us death. So we have been commanded to worship Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. It occurs in a hadith that has been collected by Imam Ahmad and Muslim, rahimahum Allah, the hadith of Abu Huraira, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah ta'ala yarda lakum thalathan wa yakrahu lakum thalathan. That indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for you three matters, and He hates for you three matters. And then he mentioned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yarda lakum an ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. That Allah, that He is pleased with you, or that He loves for you, that you should worship Him, and that you do not associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. وَأَن تَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And that you hold on to the rope of Allah, meaning hold on to the book of Allah, to the sunnah of His Prophet, to the way of the Sahaba, being sincere upon that. This is the rope of Allah, as Ibn Abdul Barr and Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah and the scholars throughout history, up until the ulama of our time, such as Shaykh al-Fawzan and Shaykh Abdul Aziz bin Baz and Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen and Shaykh Rabi' and others, have stated that you hold on to the rope of Allah, meaning that you hold fast to the kitab and the sunnah with the understanding of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. وَأَنْتَ عَتَسِمُ بِهَبْلِ اللَّهِ. This is the rope of Allah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to it, all of you together, and do not divide. So this is the basis of the unity of the Muslims upon Islam. It is not just merely a claim. It is not merely a desire to practice Islam. Because many people desire to practice and many people intend good in their hearts, but they fall to the wayside because of their practice of the religion, that it is in opposition to that which Allah has commanded. They think it is deen, but it is not deen. Because Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah, it is Islam. Just as Al-Imam Al-Barbahari rahimahullahu ta'ala stated in Sharh Sunnah, he said, Al-Islam huwa sunnah, wa sunnatu hiya al-Islam, wa la yaqumu ahaduhuma illa bil-akhir. Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah it is Islam. And one cannot be established except with the other. Meaning there is no Islam for a person who does not recognize and affirm and believe in the sunnah. And the more that he practices the sunnah, the stronger his Islam. The lesser that he practices the sunnah, the more that he is distant from the sunnah, the weaker his iman. And the weaker his understanding of Islam and his connection or his holding fast to Islam. And this is why, my brothers and sisters, we find that tremendous statement from the Tabi'i, Abu al-Aliya rahimahullah, who died in the year 90 after the Hijrah. He said, تَعَلَّمُ الْإِسْلَامِ. Learn Islam. And when you have learned it, then do not turn away from it. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And upon you is to cling to the straight path. فَإِنَّهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. For it is Islam. For verily it is Islam. وَلَا تَحْرِفُ الْإِسْلَامِ يَمِينًا وَلَا شِمَالًا. And do not deviate from Islam, neither to the right and nor to the left. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّكُمْ وَالَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ. Allahu Akbar. And upon you is to cling to the sunnah of your prophet, that which the sahaba radiallahu anhum were upon, that which his companions were upon. Wa iyyakum wa hadhihi al-ahwa. And beware and be warned from these desires. These desires that are thrown among the people, and they create enmity and hatred between them. This is the great Tabi'i, Abu al-Aliya, who learned this from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That when you learn Islam, that you hold on to it, because this Islam, it is the sunnah. That's why he said, وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّةِ نَبِيِّكُمْ. Upon you is to cling to the sunnah of your prophet, and that which his companions, وَالَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ, and that which his companions were upon. So you cling to the sunnah, and you cling to that which his companions were upon. And beware of these ahwa, of these desires, meaning these innovations that have been added to the religion, that the religion is free from. This is what the Salaf of this Ummah were upon. The Tabi'een, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, themselves. And if you see, look what this Imam from the Tabi'een is saying. وَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. upon you is to cling to the straight path, for it is Islam. Do not deviate from Islam, neither to the right nor to the left, and cling to the sunnah of your prophet and that which his companions were upon. Is there an advice to the Muslims greater than this and more worthy of being followed? Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah ta'ala, who died in the year 157 after the Hijrah, he said, "Asbir nafsaka ala sunnati." He said, bear patiently, or make yourself patient upon the sunnah. Waqif haythu waqaf al-qawm, and stop where the people before you stopped. Waqul bima qalu, and speak with what they spoke with, and withhold from what they withheld from. Wasluk sabila salafika salih, and take the path of your righteous predecessors, your salaf. For indeed what suffice them will suffice you. This is what we call our brothers and sisters too. And this in essence is da'wah to salafiyya. This is the da'wah of salafiyya in every age, every time, up until our time today. Who is there who can come along and say that this is not correct, or this is not something that we wish to be upon? So Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he commanded, and that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this hadith that we already stated, that Allah is pleased with you with three things. Firstly, that you worship him and you do not associate anything in worship with him. And that you hold fast to the rope of Allah, united, and you do not separate. And that you advise, وَأَن تُنَاسَحُ مَن وَاللَّهُ اللَّهُ أَمْرَكُمْ, and that you offer sincere advice to the one who has been placed over you, whom Allah has placed over you in your affairs, meaning in authority, the rulers. And Allah hates for you three matters. Allah hates for you qil wa qal, idle gossip and tale carrying. And Allah hates, after mentioning that, he mentioned this kathrat as-su'al, this excessive questioning. And thirdly, that Allah hates for you that you should squander your wealth. So you find in this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that it is a comprehensive advice commanding the people to cling to the kitab and the sunnah, hablullah, and to worship Allah and not to worship anything besides him. Shaykh Fawzan hafidhullah ta'ala, he said, and know that Allah is not in need of his creation, and if they obey him, it does not increase Allah in anything, and if the creation disobeys him, it does not decrease Allah in anything, and nor does it harm him. Therefore, the benefit and harm, the benefit of obedience and the harm of sin, return back to the creation themselves. So Allah is pleased for his worshippers that which benefits them, and he dislikes for his worshippers that which harms them. And this is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. And any goodness, and any na'am, a mercy from Allah upon them, and it is goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. And Allah is pleased with Islam as the religion of his servants, and he hates for them unbelief. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌ عَنْكُمْ وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفَرُ وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا yardahu lakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, meaning of which is, and if you disbelieve, then indeed Allah is not in need of you. He's not pleased with kufr for his servants. And if you are thankful, then Allah is pleased with that. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and Allah is pleased with the believers. And he is not pleased with the wrongdoing transgressors. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is pleased and he is displeased. He is displeased with the qawm. And he is pleased with the qawm. And pleasure and displeasure are two attributes from the perfect attributes of Allah that befit his majesty and his magnificence. So in this hadith we mention that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he narrates from his Lord, the mighty and majestic, that he is pleased with us, that we possess these three characteristics, the first of them, then it is, as he mentioned sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yarda lakum an ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a, that you worship him alone and you do not associate partners with him in worship. Then this is rectification, and this is the first characteristic that Allah is pleased with us for us to have. Rectification, an establishment upon the correct aqeedah, that we worship him alone and we do not commit shirk with Allah. And that is because the aqeedah is the foundation upon which all of the deeds and acts of worship are built. So if the aqeedah is sound, the creed is correct, then the rest of the actions will be correct. And if the aqeedah is corrupted, then all of the actions will be corrupted. And the doer of those actions will not benefit from them if he is not upon the correct belief, the correct creed. For this reason, all of the messengers requested from their people rectification of the aqeedah before all else. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And we sent a messenger to every nation, calling them to worship Allah alone and to abandon the worship of the false deities. And every messenger said to his people, يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. O my people, worship Allah, for indeed you have no deity worthy of worship other than him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with this ibadah, and this is therefore obligatory upon every caller who claims rectification. Shaykh al-Fawzan, hafidhullah, he said, so likewise it is obligatory upon every caller, just as it was obligated upon the messengers and prophets, that he begins his call with the methodology of the prophet in rectifying the creed and purifying it from shirk and from that which corrupts the creed of the Muslim. And many of the du'at in these times have strayed from this path, and instead they call to the rectification of side issues from deeds and behavior, and they have abandoned the rectification of the creed. And that is because predominantly they are ignorant and they never studied it, and they don't know of it, or that which they do know, they don't care for it. So they have abandoned the rectification of the creed and the belief and the aqeedah of the people. And they witness the people falling into shirkul akbar at the graves, tombs and shrines, where the people are buried underneath them. And they watch the people making tawaf of them and prostrating to them and calling upon the dead in their graves. And yet, they do not stand to correct them. Rather, they share platforms with them and participate in elections with them and unite with them and embrace them. Whereas the methodology of the prophets was to correct the people in their belief to invite them to Tawheed and to call them away from shirk and to abandon it. This was the way of the prophets and the messengers, and this was their methodology. In these times you find callers who have abandoned that methodology of the prophets, and they unite with the various groups and sects of innovation and misguidance, and many of those sects, or some of those sects at least, that they are involved in kufr and shirk, either with respect to the names and attributes of Allah. So they do not affirm the ulu of Allah, that Allah is the Most High above the seven heavens, over His throne, distinct and separate from His creation. There are Muslims who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon the earth, mixed in with His creation, a part of every atom and molecule. That everything around you is Allah, they say. This belief is a belief of kufr. It is a belief that makes Allah a part of His creation. And it is unbelief. So these creeds and these false ideas, they need to be rectified by those who have studied the religion and understand the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they do not fear the blame of the blamers. They are not afraid of those who oppose them. Rather, they trust in Allah and they call to the deen of Allah. And they do not say, well, there are more important things to worry about in India. Or more important, what more important thing is there to worry about in India than Tawheed? Where you have people around you in that land, they are worshipping other than Allah. Worshipping idols. Worshipping the creation, worshipping rocks and animals. And you have those who ascribe themselves to Islam that make tawaf of the graves. And they prostrate to the graves. And they make dua to the graves. And they seek help from the inhabitants of the graves. And they sacrifice to the graves. And they build mosques over the graves. And they believe that Allah is in every place. And they deny the highness of Allah over the throne, above the seven heavens, distinct from His creation. What more important thing is there in India to call to than Tawheed? What greater rectification does this land require than the rectification in its Tawheed and the invitation to Islam? What did Mu'adh bin Jabal do when he was sent to Yemen? The Prophet ﷺ said to him, I am sending you to a people from the people of the book. So let the first thing that you invite them to is to establish the Tawheed of Allah, the worship of Allah. فَإِذَا عَرَفُوا ذَلِكَ, and if they affirm that, then inform them that Allah has commanded them with the five daily prayers. Tawheed. Tell me what is more needed in your land than Tawheed. Yet Tawheed is sidelined for political expediency. Tawheed is put to one side for the elections. The aqeedah and the methodology of the Sahaba is sidelined. The Sunnah is ignored. Why? Because these people, they want to unite so that they can get their party into power. They want to establish their political footprint in that land. Whereas the forefathers and the Salaf of this Ummah, wherever they went and wherever they were sent and wherever they lived, they used to begin by calling the people to Tawheed and the Aqeedah. And they wrote works and treatises and books in defense of the Aqeedah of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, teaching the people the Sunnah. Now, you see people putting that to one side and they say, what's more important now is that we go and unite with all of the Muslims and with all of the sects and with all of Ahlul Bid'ah and with the grave worshippers and with those who abuse and revile the Sahaba, those who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon earth, those who believe that you can call upon the dead in their graves, those who believe that you can make tawaf of the graves, let's unite with all of them and march in the streets for our rights. And they believe that this will bear fruit. Shaykh al-Fawzan said, and this is from the jahl of those callers, or that they pretend to be ignorant of these matters, that they neglect the path of the messengers in da'wah. And whatever the case may be, they tire themselves out in their da'wah, because their da'wah does not bear any fruit. It is not of any benefit. And that's why you see nothing is achieved. How can you choose a path other than the methodology of the prophets and then expect the aid of Allah to come? You want the aid of Allah, but you don't take the path that Allah has laid before you. And this is why I say the statement of Abu al-Aliya rahimahullah from the Tabi'een should be written in gold. Ta'allamu al-Islam, learn Islam. And once you have learnt it, do not turn away from it. And upon you is to cling to the straight path. And that is one path. The path of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ وَعَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the straight path of Allah. And then he said, straight mention the ayah, that this is my straight path, so follow it. He said, do not deviate, Abu al-Aliya, do not deviate from Islam, neither to the right nor the left. You don't need to leave Islam, meaning the teachings of Islam. You don't need to embrace Ahlul Bid'ah and Ahlul Ahwa. That's why he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَهَذِهِ الْأَهْوَى. That are thrown among the people, these desires that are cast among the people, causing enmity and hatred. These ahwa, that they throw hatred and they cause hatred and enmity between the people. So what unites the people? The sunnah. Not marching in the streets with Ahlul Bid'ah, men and women screaming and shouting, waving placards and burning cars. And they believe that this is rectification. That's what he said, Imam al-Awza'i. وَقِفْ هَيْثُ وَقَفَ الْقَوْمِ. Stop where the people before you stopped. Stop where they stopped. And speak with what they spoke with. When did the qawm, meaning the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when did they speak with demonstrations? When did they go out marching? When did they bring their women out into the streets? This was the way of the Sahaba and the Tabi'een. Like you see what has been taking place in India and other countries where it has become fashionable now to go out on demonstrations and march against the governments because of their oppression. This is the path to rectification. If that's what you believe, then you are ignorant of the Sunnah. And you are ignorant of what Abu al-Aliya and Imam al-Awza'i and Imam al-Barbahari and Imam Fudayl and Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak and Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Imam al-Tirmidhi and Malik ibn Anas and Ibn Majah and Abu Dawud. You are ignorant of what they were upon. And you are ignorant of what Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali were upon, the Khulafa al-Rashidun. You are ignorant of their path. فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِسِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. So therefore upon you is to cling to the straight path. فَإِنَّهُ الْإِسْلَامِ. Because that is Islam. That's why he said, cling to the sunnah of your prophet. وَالَّذِي كَانَ عَلَيْهِ أَصْحَابُهُ. And that which his companions were upon. Bring us what his companions were upon and we will follow you. Don't tell me marching in the streets with college girls, waving placards, with rucksacks on their backs, with their hijabs and scarves falling off their head. This is the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the path of the Sahaba. Is that what you're going to try and convince me? And then you say, leave it to the ulama of India. This is what your ulama of India are telling you to do, and take your girls out into the streets and march. Rectification lies in that which Mu'adh bin Jabal was sent to Yemen with. Call them to the worship of Allah and watch the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to you. وَعَتَسِمُوا بِهَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold on to the rope of Allah, to the book and to the sunnah. And that is Islam. And Islam is the sunnah. And the sunnah, it is Islam. And one cannot be established except with the other. You oppose that path, then you will meet your own destruction. And you see it before you and don't deny it. Those who oppose the sunnah, they are left devoid and lost and helpless and without the aid of Allah. And then they say, where is the aid of Allah? What did you do to seek the aid of Allah? Bid'ah. You oppose the sunnah to seek the aid of Allah. You ignore the book of Allah and the commandments of the book of Allah and the commandments of the sunnah. That's why the Prophet ﷺ said, all of my ummah will enter into Jannah except for those who refuse. They said, who would refuse, O Messenger of Allah? He said, whomsoever obeys me will enter into Jannah, and whomsoever disobeys me, he has refused. So you disobeyed the Messenger of Allah ﷺ, but you want the aid of Allah. How is the aid of Allah going to come except by holding fast to the deen of Allah and to the way of the Sahaba, and stop trying to deviate and interpret and falsely distort what the sunnah is saying, and try to justify your actions for which you have no proof from the kitab and the sunnah, but you want to divert and throw scorn upon the Salafiyun, because the Salafis are telling you withhold. The Salafis are telling you don't enter into fitna. The Salafis are telling you call to Tawheed. The Salafis are telling you call to the Sunnah. The Salafis are telling you don't march in the streets. The Salafis are telling you don't throw yourselves to your own destruction. The hardships that you are facing in whichever land that you live in, and since this lecture is for India, the hardships that you're facing in India, what do you think, that these hardships in India only happened yesterday? Only at the beginning of 2020? Or in the middle of 2019, that's when, and before that, what you were living in? What, some sort of utopia? There's a reason why you have reached where you have reached in terms of the oppression that the Muslims are suffering, and the hardship that the Muslims are suffering, and the difficulties the Muslims are suffering. It did not come overnight. There is a pathway that you took, not you as an individual, but the Muslim community in India. If you leave off following the sunnah, and you leave off studying the aqidah, and you think it is more important to enter into parliament and elections and hug and embrace and work with those who call upon other than Allah morning and evening, those who make tawaf of the graves and sacrifice at the graves and bow their heads at the graves and pick up the dirt from the graves and they put it up on their heads and they cure their children, they claim, with the dirt that they pick up from the graves. And they travel hundreds of miles to go to the grave of this wali or that wali. You think this is where rectification lies? You think this is how the aid of Allah will come and your difficulties will be removed? And you are more, you are naive. This is your naivety and your negligence of understanding the kitab and the sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in his book, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ رَسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَسِيرًا. And whomsoever contends with the messenger, ask yourself, listen to this ayah and ask yourself the questions that you need to ask yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and whomsoever contends with the messenger after the guidance has been made clear to him, and then he follows a path other than the path of the true believers, the Sahaba, then Allah will leave him in the path that he has chosen and burn him in Jahannam. And what an evil destination. So a person now is told, this is the sunnah, ya akhi, ya ukhti, my brother, my sister, marching, demonstrating, entering into this political arena. This is not the starting point. This is not our way. Let's begin where the prophets began. It's never too late. The Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh bin Jabal to Yemen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a prophet, messengers and prophets to their people. Ya qawm i'budullah. Calling the people to the tawheed of Allah. Worship Allah alone, and Allah will give you victory. Worship Allah alone, and your enemies will not harm you. Worship Allah alone, Allah will send you rain in abundance. Worship Allah alone, Allah will give you children. Worship Allah alone, Allah will give you gardens. Allah will give you gardens and Allah will give you rivers. Worship Him alone. And follow the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because if you do not, the end result is what? نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Allah will leave him in the path that he has taken himself. And cast him into Jahannam. Roast him in Jahannam, and what an evil destination. This is what we call the people to. We give them glad tidings. If you follow the sunnah, for you there is honor. For you there is success. For you there is protection. For you is the aid of Allah. You abandon the sunnah, and Islam is the sunnah, and the sunnah it is Islam. And one cannot be established without the other. As Imam al-Barbahari said, rahimahullah, if you abandon the sunnah, then there is nothing upon you except humiliation and hardship and difficulty and grief and tears. The sum is simple. Follow the truth, follow the sunnah, and Allah will give you victory. And Allah will aid you. And when the people, they come to you and they say to you, don't listen to these Salafis, we know better. What do you know better than us? We call to the Kitab and the Sunnah and the way of the Sahaba. This is our deen. That's why you don't find a person who is truly upon Salafiyah and is sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that you bring him the Kitab, the Sunnah, the way of the Sahaba, the path of the early Salaf, the books of Aqeedah, he will submit. This is the way of the Salafi. You will not find that he has in his heart any resistance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids the believers, my brothers and sisters. Just as Allah said, هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنُصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It was Allah who aided you, O Muhammad, with his aid and with the aid of the believers. وَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قَلُوبِهِمْ. And Allah is the one who brought their hearts together. لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قَلُوبِهِمْ. And were you, O Muhammad, to spend the wealth of the earth, you would not been able to bring their hearts together. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِنَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Rather, it was Allah who brought them together, united them. And he is the Almighty and the All-Wise. So Allah is informing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if you, O Muhammad, were to spend the wealth of the earth, you could not brought their hearts together. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is being informed by Allah, you could not brought their hearts together. Rather, it was Allah who brought them together. Based upon what? Sheikh Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah said, it was not because of wealth that their hearts were brought together. It was not because of anything. Rather, it was because of the Kitab and the Sunnah and the adherence to it. This is what brought their hearts together. And this is what united them. This is what united them. And this is what will unite the believers in every age. It is not membership of a political party, or that you watch these satellite channels, or these, you know, these cable channels that you watch in your countries, and you see a man with a hat upon his head and a beard on his face, and then whatever he says to you that you accept. No! We measure his speech by the Kitab and the Sunnah. We want to see evidence and proof that the Sahaba did what you are telling us to do. March peacefully in the streets. And that is correct. Where does it say marching peacefully in the streets is correct? Where does it say marching violently in the streets is correct? Where does it say marching in the streets is correct? As a means of rectification. They say, oh, the government allows us. Did Allah allow you? من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. Whomsoever introduces into our religion that which is not from it, then he shall be rejected. Allah did not allow you. Nor did the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allow you. Islam did not allow you. So it doesn't matter what the man on the TV channel said, or the man who said whatever he said on YouTube, in Hindi or English or whichever language, Gujarati or whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is Kitab, Sunnah, Sahaba. Stop where the people before you stopped. Wasluk sabila salafika salih. And follow the path of your salafus salih. As Imam al-Awza'i said, rahimahullah, for indeed that which suffice them, it will suffice you what suffice them. There is nothing that you can bring that will bring any benefit except that it is already established. And this type of behavior of yours, my brothers and sisters, it does nothing except cause enmity and hatred, like Abu al-Aliya said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاهِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. Indeed, this ummah of yours is one ummah. And I am your Lord. So be dutiful and fearful. فَتَقَتَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبْرًا كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِيحُونَ. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَقَتَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ بَيْنَهُمْ زُبُرًا. So those men, they broke their religion up amongst themselves into sects. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِيحُونَ. And every party rejoiced in that which was with them. This is the current situation that you have before you among the Muslims. What's the way out? The way out is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَمَنْ يَعِشْ مِنْكُمْ فَسَيَرَى إِخْتِلَافٍ كَثِيرًا فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا عَرَفْتُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي أدوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whomsoever lives for long will see a great amount of differing. In a narration he said that they will see ikhtilafan shadida, they will see severe differing. So upon you is to cling to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali radiallahu anhum. And bite onto that with your molar teeth. And beware, wa iyyakum, meaning cling to that, because in that there is salvation. And beware of the newly invented matters, because that which the Prophet ﷺ said, Shaykh Abdul Muhsin al-Abbad, Hafidhullah ta'ala, he said, that which the Prophet ﷺ is calling to is Islam. Because the meaning of the term Sunnah here means the Wahyain, means the two revelations of the Kitab and the Sunnah. Then he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sunnah of the rightly guided caliphs after me, meaning what they're upon will be nothing other than what I'm upon, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And beware of the matters that are newly introduced. For indeed, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ بِدَعْتٍ ضَلَالَ. For indeed, every innovation is misguidance. You want salvation. You want happiness. You want goodness. You want Jannah. You want to be from those about whom the Prophet ﷺ said, all of my ummah will enter into Jannah. Is that not what you want for yourself? Except for those, إِلَّا مَنْ أَبَى. Except for the one who refuses. Who will refuse, Ya Rasulullah? Whoever obeys me will enter Jannah. Whomsoever disobeys me has refused. So upon that, barakallahu feekum for today, I'll conclude and finish and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these, what the brothers have organized at Deenu Sahih, to make this a means of benefit for the people of India and for the surrounding countries, sufficient as an invitation for them to adhere to the truth and hold fast to the truth and not be, and do not live in despair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a way out to the believers. So long as they believe in Allah, they believe in the last day, they follow the sunnah, they stick to the way of the sahaba, whatever difficulty comes before them, they accept it and they live with it, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. They strive in pursuit of knowledge and righteous deeds, and Allah will raise them, and Allah has prepared for them, so long as they hold on to the truth and they are sincere upon that and they abandon innovation and misguidance. Allah has prepared for those believers gardens of paradise under which rivers flow to remain therein for eternity. So the life of this world is too short to be wasted in following desires and innovations and misguidance. Seek knowledge. Once you have learned it, then act upon it and do not deviate away from it. Jazakumullahu khairan. وسبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.